Now, if he doesn't come, you would have blanked.
I'll be disappointed. I will be disappointed. Or I will be disappointed if I don't come.
Okay. Let's see. If you are both going to be glad to see me, you say, we blank be glad to see you.
Surely we'll be glad to see you.
Okay. To a child who's misbehaving. Dale Valley. We were talking about a child who was misbehaving, and you would say to the child, if you do that again, I'm going to have to...
spank you.
Okay. If a boy is beginning to pay serious attention to a girl, you say he's...
I don't know. What would you say? Say he's in heat? I don't know.
No, if a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house, you
smitten,
say he's... Okay, do you use that term? Or that one that you've heard?
No, I would probably...
With
I
older
use
people,
it.
Use
I
that?
I don't use it, no.
Do you say anything else?
He's interested in her.
Okay. Okay. What do you think her family would call him? He is her...
boyfriend.
Any other term, like a certain kind of date?
Is steady.
Yeah. Okay. And she would be his
girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Any special term that other people might call her when she's going out with a certain boy?
They're going steady on that, I guess you would say.
Okay. If a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say, you've been...
smooching. Getting all the sugar.
Any other terms?
Making out.
Okay. Now, if the boy asks the girl to marry him and she doesn't want him, what do you say she did to him?
Turned him down.
Uh-huh. Any other terms for that? He was...
rejected, I don't know.
Okay.
That's not good.
When a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say she...
She, I don't know exactly what she said. She stopped letting him come over.
All right. What if they were engaged, but all of a sudden she...
She what?
Well... Again,
she broke off the relationship.
Okay. If she didn't turn him down, they went ahead and got
married.
Okay.
Huge.
Okay, at a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is called the...
best man.
Mm-hmm. Any other term that you use for that?
Uh-huh.
Who's the girl that stands up with the bride?
Maid of honor.
Mm-hmm.
Or matron of honor.
What if there are several of them, you call them?
Bridesmaids.
I don't think they do this anymore, but in the old days when they fired rifles and pistols and did some kind of rough things to the bride and groom after the wedding, do you have a term for them?
After the wedding?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Have you heard about chivalry?
No.
I didn't think so. That's, if you were in, you're here in Albany, but you want to go to Atlanta, you'd say, what about?
Let's go to Atlanta.
All right. You ever say anything else? If you were going to the mountains, you'd say to your friends in Albany, I'm...
going to the mountains.
Okay. You're talking about where people live,
mm-hmm.
And you're saying he lives blank Atlanta. What would you say?
Near Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. What if